This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live this 31st of August. We have a couple of callers standing by. Charlie in Florida. Join the conversation, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing, Professor? Listen, I wanted to kind of comment on a couple of things here. One, has to do with this Ramaswamy guy, right? I'm not sure I really think would be a good choice for Trump or anybody else, actually, for that matter. This guy is kind of a deep state player all the way. He, from what I understand, I know he founded a company called Roavant Sciences, which is he was the CEO of. It's a biotech industry company, and they founded, they spun off a company called Genevant Sciences. And all these people were deeply involved in the COVID vaccine research and stuff. And they're even, Genevant is even suing Pfizer over mRNA technology, claiming that Pfizer violated their rights to the mRNA tech. The way he got that money, from what I understand, to invest in this company, I've seen this reported. Now, I don't know how true it is, but I've seen it reported that he got the money, Ramaswamy, to found the original this company, Roavant Sciences, from George Soros' brother.
From George Soros' brother? Go ahead.
Yeah. So it looks like this guy's a deep state player. I mean, the last thing Trump needs is to have him on his team, because Trump's already in trouble by pushing out the vaccine, you know. Everybody's jumping on him because he pushed the vaccine. Even though he came out with an ad just recently saying I don't know if you've seen the recent ad he came out with saying that we should say no to mass mandates and any more. Mandates.
Yeah.
But I don't see him being a good fit for Trump because of his deep state connections.
Well, as I've already said, I don't think he's an appropriate choice because he just doesn't have the background. But I like the way he handled himself during the debate. And get this, you can find on Twitter, Truth. These are 10 points he makes. God is real. Second, there are two genders. Third, human flourishing requires fossil fuels. Fourth, reverse racism is racism. Fifth, an open border is no border. Sixth, parents determine the education of their children. Seventh, the nuclear family is the greatest form of governance known to mankind. Eighth, capitalism lifts people up from poverty. Nine, there are three branches of the U.S. government, not four. 10, U.S. Constitution is the strongest guarantor of freedom in history. I find it difficult to disagree with any of those 10 apart, of course, from the fact that I'm agnostic and neither believe in the existence of God nor believe in the non-existence of God, because it's beyond the scope of scientific investigation. But there's a lot of reason to find this guy like a breath of fresh air. I mean, look how many truths he's enunciating there, Charlie. I agree.
Yeah, I agree he is. He is enunciating truths there. But is he enunciating the truth that he couldn't possibly be a president of the United States because his parents weren't born here in the United States? natural born?
Well, I think that's a really good question. I mean, Kamala seems to be in the same category. Many believe Obama was as well. So
Obama,
I think they've just gone out.
He
go
wasn't
ahead.
A natural citizen. Obama wasn't a natural citizen. All you have to do is look at his birth certificate, see how phony it is. He's got a smiley face on his where they signed his birth certificate. You know, it was all phony. He wasn't born in Hawaii. He was born overseas.
Well, that's certainly long been my opinion that he was born in Kenya. They actually have a monument there to the first Kenyan president of the United States, not realizing there cannot be a Kenyan president of the United States. I think you raise a lot of good questions, Charlie. I do like what Ramaswamy is contributing to the debate. I mean, looking at the group collected there on the podium, it was 888 aspiring nominees. It was Ramaswamy and the Seven Dwarves. I don't know if you heard, and I'll be expanding on this tomorrow, but a $50 million pack for DeSantis has just folded. Most of the money is going to Trump, where they're just disillusioned that DeSantis committed so many amateurish mistakes. I think basically that puts DeSantis out of the picture, and he, of course, and Ramaswamy were the two who emerged from the debate, both with about 20% support. None of the others having more than a tiny. Nikki Haley, I don't know, I guess she led the others, but what a miserable group. Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie, give me a break. These are mediocrities. Christie's just a thug. Asa Hutchinson, just unacceptable, really an appalling candidate. Charlie,
in my opinion, there's no other candidate that even comes close other than Trump. I mean, he's the only possibility here as a conservative.
Yeah.
We also need somebody who's going to get us out of this damn war over in the Ukraine before it turns into a real war. Did you see Tucker's interview that he had with this one gentleman where he goes into talking about how they're wanting to? I agree, they're wanting to make this into a world war so they can stand on the war axe or something during the election, try to keep this guy Biden in the office. They're going to push Russia. They're going to try to push this thing into some kind of world war. I've always said that. I believe this for a long period of time now that this was the plan.
Charlie, I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. And Trump is correct that he would have kept us out of it. It wouldn't have happened in the first place, and he could end it. I think he'd be a powerful negotiator. The guy's a genius at business and at media relations, of course. Charlie, you made a lot of good points. Thanks very much for calling. John in Michigan. John, join the conversation.
Yes, hello, James, Professor. I talked with you yesterday, and I just had a call back because the education thing came up again. And the thought of, does the school have the right over your children? Well, I brought up the fact that the marriage license has a maiden name and of the mother and the father's name, and that the state comes in, and that this makes this child a bastard of the state. Now, I don't know how factual that is. I remember learning about this many years ago, and I had to deal with my own school board here because they brought this garbage education in Bellaire, Michigan, back in the 90s.
John, what is it that's supposed to make the child a ward of the state, as you're explaining this?
It's the marriage license. The marriage license has the mother's name. I don't know. I haven't read the marriage license, but the license is supposed to give the state a partnership in the business, that, like at the end of when you have divorce. And so that child, because it's not the mother's married name on the marriage license, it makes the child a bastard child, according to
John. I think that's just wrong. I think that's just poppycock. I would say dig a little deeper. I don't believe that could possibly be the case. Of course, you see, I mean, marriage is an institution that affects society broadly. It's important that there be regulations that govern marriage, that it be a formal matter, that it be publicly knowledge, there be public knowledge of marriages, just as there should be public knowledge of births and of deaths. It's
well,
quite
Professor,
bizarre. Go ahead,
Professor. My people in my family, they have a marriage certificate, not a marriage license. And that's where I think it gets the legalese comes into play here, but that's just my thought on it from the standpoint. I have to do more research to find out. But aren't we dealing with a corporation here to begin with? We're not even dealing with. That's why they can get away.
This is a very subtle, complex issue. Whether or not the United States became a corporation in 1871.
Correct.
As a matter of, you know, resolving debts generated by the Civil War and negotiating with England. There are also reports that Trump unraveled that relationship and that the Crown is well aware that it's no longer the case. Now, I got to admit, this is an area where I cannot claim expertise and be able to give you definitive answers. I think these are important questions, however. And I'm glad you raised him.
Ralph Winterout, he's died. He used to have a show on RBN, but he always brought up the Federal Register, which Roosevelt established in the 20s, I think, or 30s, to reel in all these agencies that were formed because they were rogue. And that's where all of this stuff, all of these edicts or orders, to your school, anybody who is tied to an agency has to publish them, supposedly in this Federal Register. And I heard someone bring up, a black man bring it up on a radio program, that the Federal Register passed a factor into things. And I agree with him. And that's where these mandates don't have their strength. Obama or Biden was shut down by the Supreme Court because they said he didn't have authority. And that's because he never published it in the Federal Register. And that was Ralph Winterout did all that before he died. He told me all of this information as to why it was shut down, because none of these agencies, NIH, and your schools, they don't file it in the Federal Register, so that it has to meet three criteria: lawful, it has to be applicable, and it has to be a judge has to agree to it. So there are three things, and they don't go there because none of them could stand up to the requirements of being something to follow.
Well, John, that's all very interesting stuff, which I'm not in a position to confirm or deny, but I appreciate your raising all these issues. Thank you very much for calling in, John.
One more thing. Larry Elder, and also I know if he had Kelly would probably be something to do with the defense, but Larry Elder, I think, would be someone that would be at least we know of him. And I think he has a lot of good things to say, too.
Well, what would you think of Tulsi Gabbard? I've actually thought Trump might run with Tulsi. I find her appealing on many grounds. Your thought?
I just don't feel comfortable with some of the things that I've heard. But I feel more comfortable with someone like Larry Elder. Not only is he black, which it makes, you know, wouldn't make a difference to me one or the other. It's just what he stands for. It's something that I feel comfortable with. And Tulsi just, I've heard her when she was, in the Democrat side, but I'm not the Democrat-Republican type of guy anyhow. There's so many people compromised go ahead.
Trump shattered all those traditions, like executing a hostile takeover of the Republican Party and turning it into a populist party. So, you know, many of the establishment Republicans really hold Trump in contempt because he's not their kind of guy, and especially because, as Colonel Douglas McGregor has explained, he cuts off the gravy train. The constant wars the United States engage in makes a lot of folks in Washington and the military-industrial complex a lot of money. Trump's not enthusiastic about wars. he think we should only fight him if the national interest is at stake, and I think he's got it completely right. But they
of
are
course.
They are disenchanted with him on that ground.
Detective James Rothstein from New York was asked how many people in Congress are compromised with compromise situations.
Yeah.
Over 80% of the people in Congress. That was about 5 or 6 years ago, I think he stated that on a radio program.
I know Jim. I've interviewed him. I thought it was 70%, but it could well be 80. So that is a really good point. Yeah, how much are compromised? And of course, by the pledge, they're asked to sign when they come into Congress to put the interests of Israel ahead of even the interests of the United States, which I find despicable, which very few declined to do, John.
I find that despicable too, but people have to check with your superintendent of schools and also your school board to see if they took an oath of office, and they have to show you the oath of office. And I think this is something that's going to really expose a lot of fraud, is if they don't oath of office. All right, God bless.
John, thank you. Thank you for calling. Yeah, there are a couple of high figures in the Biden admin and Mayorkas of DHS, Lloyd Austin, even Merrick Garland, whom I have been told have never signed the oath to support, defend the Constitution of the United States, which means they're not properly holding office. Thanks for calling, John. Meanwhile, Tom in Florida. Tom, join the conversation.
Yeah, good day, Jim. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, well, listen, so the first guy, Charlie, he made a great call as far as what he's telling you about Russia. They're going to try to get us into World War III because of this bumbling buffoonery that we got in the White House. He'll probably be capitulating to the Russians before it's over with. But this idiot, he's compromised by them and the Chinese. They got him over a barrel. They gave him millions of dollars. What's the compromise on this deal with Hunter and Joe? But hey, let's go back to something very important. First off, Ruswami. Ruswami's going to be in Trump's cabinet. He'd be a great secretary to Treasury, or we can find a position in the cabinet under Trump. So don't worry about Ruswami's going to get in Donald Trump's cabinet. He's not going to ever be a vice president. I've already told you. I don't think I told you, Jim. Donald Trump's going to pick a woman. He's going to pick a woman, and I narrowed it down to three of them. It's going to either be Elaine Stefanik of New York, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, and he's looking also at that. Believe it or not, he's been talking to Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, the senator. He might even pick Mrs. Blackburn, which would be a great pick. He's going to pick a woman. He's not going to pick a man. I really don't believe that. If not, he would have done everything to unite with DeSantis to try to lock up the East Coast. But he's not going to do that. He's going to pick a woman. Probably it'll be maybe Marjorie Greene or Elaine Stefanik of New York. That's what my hunch is. It could be Kristi Noem in Dakota there. It could be it's going to be a woman. He's not going to pick a you guys try to pull the woman vote this time. He's going to do like Biden. He's going to get a woman. And the first Republican woman is going to be elected as a vice president.
Tom,
remember, they never had
Tom,
one.
I,
so that's what they got.
Tom, I agree with you. I think it's overwhelmingly probable he will pick a woman. And for some time, I suggest it would be... It would be Tulsi, but your other candidates, your alternatives, are not at all implausible. Marjorie Taylor Greene has more balls than any man in Congress. I love her.
Tulsi would be a drag on Trump because she's already compromised. In the NRA, there's a lot of gun voters. They're not going to vote for Tulsi Gabbard. So that's a waste of breath of talking about her. She will not be the VP, I can tell you that right now. Give me a Republican woman, and that's a good thing. Now, I want to get back, and then we're going to talk about this bumbling buffoonery, but there's so much going on. I mean, with the Washington Times, even the Washington Post is calling out Biden for being a liar. Pinocchio's everywhere. This guy's got Pinocchios by the thousands building on him. He's going to he's going to be indicted next month, and he's going to go to jail because he's committed treason against the Constitution with the illegal immigration of this country.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Tom, let's go ahead. Give us a couple more thoughts. You got a lot. Go ahead. I think your arguments about Tulsi are pretty well founded. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, that song by Hey Revolution. That's the song you should play by the Beatles on Revolver. That's a good song too about revolution. You say you want a revolution, but anyway, listen. Here's what I want to talk about now, Charlie. I have to say this. I don't want to have to agree with him, but I have to agree with him. Charlie's absolutely right. If we get into a shooting war with Russia, which are the demon rat party probably trying to pump up, and the globalists, we're looking at disaster. We had a hurricane here. We got to tie the money in for the FEMA, what, Ukraine? Are you serious? And then you've got this, the Social Security report came out, these criminals, only going to give us like a 3.6 on the Social Security when actually the inflation is worse than this year than it was last year. We should be getting like a 20% inflation rate for Social Security recipients. But you know, the whole country's lost its mind because we got a bunch of Marxist, communist, Bolsheviks running our country, Jim, and globalists. And these swine that want all this cheap labor bringing all these illegals in here. What are they going to do, have all these illegals refurbish Florida now? or they're not going to put American white and black men to work and rebuild these homes and stuff in Florida? What are they going to use, a bunch of illegals?
There's not a lot of room for doubt. They even want to make illegals cops. Tom, can you believe that?
Well, Pritzker should be arrested for that. That fat Jerry Pritzker in Illinois, he should be arrested for what he's done. But what he's doing is, that's despicable. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of. You're going to make cops. You know, it's bad enough they come here after 10 years. They don't barely speak the language. They get these federal government jobs, or even less years. They're working in water, sewer. They're working in solid waste. They're working on all these county jobs, and they're getting these big fat pensions. And they're not giving it to the white Americans or black Americans. The whole thing, like I told you yesterday, Jim, it's a cabal. It's a disgrace. And that Bubba Wallace is going around saying there's a noose on his garage back 3 years ago about, a bunch of racists, which was a lie. All it was a hanging rope with a little noose on it. That's how they opened the garage door, and they proved it. They had an investigation in, and he was lying about the whole damn thing. All these leftists can do is lie like Biden. They lie their ass off and get away with it. Because the media is compromised. The media is filth. If, you know what, Jim, one more thing. If you had a guy like Donald Trump and a bunch of white conservative billionaires bought one major network, what would happen to this country? Like, say we could put ABC, NBC, or CBS went up for sale. Just one of them. And leave the other two to the Democrats. But you had ABC. Just for an example, ABC went conservative. What a guy like Elon Musk and Donald Trump owning that TV network. What do you think would happen to the country? What would happen to the country then?
I love it. Great idea. Yes. Great idea, Tom. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts today. Bruce in Texas. Bruce, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. First of all, down in Georgia there, couldn't Governor Kemp, couldn't he just issue a pardon and Trump would be done with all that?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of funny he hasn't even mentioned it.
These are all manufactured lawsuits. They have no basis in fact or in law. It's really disgraceful.
Yeah, he should be pardoned for it because Kemp said himself that the phone call was about looking for real votes, not manufacturing votes.
Yeah.
When he told him to find those votes.
He didn't actually commit any crime. So, you know, many of the laws about pardons require that you actually have been convicted of a crime. That's what you're being pardoned for doing, you know, for having been convicted, you're pardoned. And Trump may be convicted because some of these juries are so partisan in New York and in Fulton County. But on review, they're not going to withstand appeals. I mean, they're going to fall apart. It's obvious on the face they have no merit. They are forms of election interference. He's been calling it out exactly right. And I like a lot of what Trump's been doing about this. Further thoughts, Bruce?
Yeah, I think Tulsi Gabbard would more likely be RFK Jr.'s VP than Trump's. I mean, they're parallel on some issues, but I think, you know, that would be a ticket
That's so interesting. Now, you notice the Democrats don't want to have any debates. That's because they're not serious about Biden. They're going to dump Biden, but they're going to do it close to the convention. When there are no more possibility of primaries or caucuses, they're going to be legally entitled to appoint anyone they want. They're going to want Gavin Newsom and Michelle. I'm convinced of that. I do think the events in Martha's Vineyard are upsetting Michelle's apple cart. She's going to be asked a lot of questions, not only about her own gender, but about Tavari Campbell and his mysterious death. I think this is a real problem for the Democrats. But mark my words, Biden is not going to be the Democrat nominee. No way. The whole world, not just the United States, despises Joe Biden. He's too implausible. They can't even steal the election for Biden because no one would believe it.
Yeah, I'm going to get off at the break. Have you ever seen Michelle Obama with her baby in the hospital, baby pictures? Never.
Thanks for calling, Bruce.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
I look at all the lonely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Mike in California, join the conversation, Mike.
Yes. Hello, Jim. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead, Mike. We hear you.
Okay. My pick for Donald Trump is Kerry Lake, Arizona. What do you think of Kerry?
I think she's sensational. But like Ramaswamy, she doesn't have enough background to be vice president. She's fabulous. I think she's an absolute sensation. I think she's got a great future. She could even turn out to be the first woman president of the United States. But I think it's too early.
I love Kerry. I
love her too, but she needs to get more experience under her belt to be qualified for president. And you have to be qualified for president to be vice president, because that's a whole responsibility of the office. to step into the presidency should circumstances require it. But I like her. I think she's fantastic.
Okay, so when Donald gets his second term, I think I'm not an anti-Semite, but we need to lighten up on the Jewish influence. You know, we've got Blinken, Garfinkel. We got a lot of Jews in there, and I'd like to see them lighten up on that. And I'm not an anti-Semite. I just think there's a little bit too much Jewish in this administration. What's your thoughts?
Oh, I agree completely, Mike. I agree completely. And I agree. I'm not an anti-Semite either. But the Zionist role in affecting our country, I mean, look, Congress is Israeli-occupied territory. I've already mentioned the pledge. In addition, the Zionists control our media. I have a panel of 100 executives from CNN. Everyone is a dual U.S.-American, U.S.-Israeli citizen. Another 100 executives from NBC, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. Another panel from the New York Times.
The problem... That's the problem.
That's right.
That's the problem.
Yes. It is a problem.
We're occupied by this Israeli thing, and they are funneling all the money over to their new project in Ukraine, and they're going to move into Ukraine, and it's going to be the new Jewish homeland. You can see it.
Mike, I've been saying that for some time. Yeah, it appears the agenda is to turn Ukraine into the new Israel, but they want it all. They want Crimea, they want the Donbass, they want Odessa. Russia is not going to give those up. So we got a situation between an irresistible force and an immovable object. This, I think, is one more reason why this all may go nuclear. I wish it weren't a real prospect, but that would be contradicting the facts.
Not afraid of them, and we have a right to speak out against this Zionist Jewish supremacism. We have a right to criticize it, do we not?
Yeah, of course. I agree completely.
Thanks. Have a good show. Yep. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for calling. We got Thomas in New Mexico. Thomas, join the conversation.
Thank you, Dr. Fetzer, for taking my call. Let me get to the point. I just emailed KRQE News 13. They did get some truth, but they lied. It was about high-powered microwave weapons, I guess, that they're using at Kirtland Air Force Base, a report that they did. At least they're bringing it out on KRQE News from Albuquerque, but I disagree with their report, and I emailed KRQE News 13. I told them that they're lying on their report. What they lied about, they're lying that microwave weapons are safe and it doesn't affect humans. That's a big lie. Weapons are dangerous and they do affect humans. So the last thing I'd like to say is, so I sent them proof, evidence. Mrs. Virginia Farber's been on RBN before with Steve Elkins, and I sent KRQE News 13 a recent lawsuit that Virginia Farber and the Children's Health Defense, they won a lawsuit with the Supreme Court proving to the Supreme Court that microwave weapons are harmful to humans, that they're not safe. And she won, and the Children's Health Defense won that lawsuit recently. So that lawsuit proves that microwave weapons are harmful to humans. So I sent that PDF file of that recent lawsuit won to KRQE News 13 to prove that I know I'm correct, that microwave weapons do kill, because it did kill Virginia Farber's son. He was bleeding in the brain, and he had Alzheimer's from even cell phones are not safe. They're microwaves and cell towers also. And so yes. I got angry at the lies of KRQE News 13, and I sent that email also to you, Dr. Fetzer, to all my contacts so they can read that email that I sent to KRQE News 13 at Albuquerque. And I'd like to hear your comments, and then I'm done.
Of course, of course. I have a dear friend who has been running the legal cases against the use of directed energy weapon to arrest and torment individuals who are known as targeted individuals. I mean, why would they even bother to invent these weapons if they couldn't kill and maim? I mean, that's the whole purpose. I explained before, when I was doing research on the plane crash that took the life of Paul Wellstone, his wife, his daughter, three of his aides, and the two pilots, I discovered it was done by creating an electromagnetic field that would pop all the computerized components and cause the plane to crash. And I discovered the Directed Energy Professional Society. You'll be able to track it down. It has all kinds of branches, all kinds of devices. No one has any doubt about this, Thomas. You're spot on. What you're saying is exactly right.
I'm sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead.
That's all right. That's okay.
Thank you for taking my call, and I have a lot of high respect for the work you do, and thank you for being on RBN.
Thanks. Thanks, Thomas. Very good. Very good. Miles in Maine. Miles, join the conversation.
Yeah, can you give me 1 second?
Yep. Yep.
All right, James.
Go ahead, Miles.
Yeah, you know, I just got a question for you. Would you vote for Mitch McConnell for president or vice president?
Mitch McConnell?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I do not hold him in high esteem.
Okay, how about Lindsey Graham?
No.
Okay.
Lindsey Toupee. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm exhausted with this Tulsi Gabbard, Ramaswamy nonsense. I mean, this is just plain out stupidity. Either one of those two that I just mentioned's voting record would look like Pat Buchanan next to Tulsi Gabbard, and Ramaswamy doesn't even have one. But we know he's from the Soros outfit. And we know he has some other specious background. Tulsi Gabbard has been anti-gun, pro-illegal immigration, and she's on the CFR council register. Why would we want that, and why would any host on this network support any of that?
Miles, I'm just giving you my sincere opinion of the past, but it's not locked into concrete.
Yeah, but it shouldn't even be a discussion. It shouldn't even be a discussion point. We don't need more ineffectiveness people working against us, and that's what those type of people are. It's ridiculous.
Miles,
we don't need Tulsi Gabbard for anything. If Tulsi Gabbard wants to do something, she should be running for governor of Hawaii and exposing what's going on. But do you see her doing that?
Well, maybe she will. I think that's a good idea, Miles. I would support that. Or senator. Right. She could run for the Senate.
No, I'd like to see her run for governor. That'd be her best shot, running for governor. But we don't need her. You know, conservatives, constitutionalists, they don't need Tulsi Gabbard. They don't need Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy's handed a script to say exactly what he's supposed to say. He has no political experience. He's from the Soros outfit straight out. Why would we want more of these people screwing up the government and getting into the positions infiltrating it and giving us a harder way to go than we already have? Thank you, James. Have a great show.
You got it, Miles. Thanks for calling. Reese in New York. Reese, join the conversation.
Well, good afternoon, Jim. You know what?
Glad to have you back, Reese.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, I look forward, especially to your... Well, factually, let me say this first. Thank you for opening up each segment with those great classic Beatles tunes, because it really lifts everybody's spirit with all this heavy stuff that we're talking about. There's nothing like hearing, you know, each segment opened up like that with these great upbeat songs. Thank you for that. Now, let me move on. You know, I had another point I'm going to make, But because a previous caller mentioned something, I want to clarify it for the benefit of the listeners. I know many of them are informed, but I've studied some of these subjects in greater depth. One of them is, he said, I'm not an anti-Semite. He was being critical of some, you know, Jewish politicians and Merrick Garland. You know, we know who he is. Same thing with John Kerry and the rest of them. But he doesn't have to apologize for being anti-Semitic, because even if he hated all of them, these people are not Jews. I mean, they're not biblical Jews. I mean, if you know your history, this goes back, I mean, it really goes back to ancient Babylon. I'm not going to go back that far to the, you know, 7th century B.C. when they were brought into Babylon and forced, integrated, and interracially mixed. That's historically accurate. And that's why the noble Jews, you know, from Judah and Benjamin, the higher Jews, let's say, they look down on the 10 tribes because they knew they had been intermixed. That means the majority of them were intermixed. Now, the important point is what happened under Sabbatai Zevi and Jacob Frank. That brings us to the 8th century, well, actually the 8th century Khazar kingdom. I'm just giving you bullet points. We don't have time for all the details. 8th century Khazaria force converted a group of troublesome people that were a tribe. They force converted them and they accepted Judaism. They had no prior history. That's where a lot of them came from. So you get the 8th century. Then you get the 17th century, where you have Sabbatai Zevi declared himself Messiah of 1666. And then he was succeeded by Jacob Frank, who collaborated with Rothschild and Adam Weishaupt. And that was the formation of the Illuminati. But the point is that that also was a mixing. That was Turkish blood. Then they went to Poland and Germany and France and Britain and other countries. So, you know, these people are not technically biblical Israelites. So they're using it as a shield. They're using it as a shield, Jim, so they can't be criticized. Now, can we move on to something more interesting? How about this one, Jim? I've studied Karl Marx in depth. I have read Paul Conger's book. I don't know if you know about the book. He made a biography on Marx called The Devil and Karl Marx. Very informative read, Jim. And I don't have time to go into the depth. I'll just give you a few bullet points and I'll move on. One, Karl Marx was a practicing Satanist. That's the reason we don't see 95% of his published works, only the Communist Manifesto. They're kept locked away. I believe they were still in Russia or France in a museum. No one can get to them because they were openly satanic. There are letters between Karl Marx's wife and his son and Karl Marx where they refer to him as my sweet Satan in those letters. Karl Marx's two daughters committed suicide. He wouldn't bathe. He was a pig. He never bathed. He had boils all over his body because of it. I mean, this guy, guy that wrote a biography, Robert Payne, said Karl Marx seemed to be possessed by demons. That's people who knew him closely. So, this is the guy that in our university, Jim, you're a university professor. They are corrupting our youth and our college students with the nonsense, the poison that comes from Karl Marx. So I wanted to make that point.
Reese. You got to study Karl Marx to figure out what's wrong with Karl Marx. And I don't care if he was a slob who never took a bath. That doesn't show in and of itself that anything was wrong with his ideas. Now, I happen to disagree with Marx. He thought there were certain laws of history that were inexorable that turn out not to be inexorable. And, of course, varieties of Marx have been used to inspire all kinds of movements. He was a great social scientist for his study of work and labor policies in the UK. He thought there'd be an increasing accumulation of wealth and power in a smaller and smaller group that would eventually precipitate a violent reaction. And on that score, we cannot say he was wrong.
Somebody's interfering with my phone call on your network. Somebody's interfering with this phone call. They're playing back my voice into my ear from the beginning of the call.
We're hearing you.
I can't stay on the line. Let me just say one thing. Karl Marx said, the hatred of God is the beginning of wisdom. He was the most racist guy. He made the Ku Klux Klan look like, you know, mild by comparison. Extremely racist.
I don't know about the hatred of God thing, Reese, but he certainly did say religion was the opiate of the masses, meaning belief in an afterlife makes people who are being subjected
to
inhumane
way, Jim,
labor
somebody
conditions.
Somebody in your network is playing my voice loudly back on me. I don't know why they're
doing this. Reese, I'm sorry for that. I can't control that. Reese, I'm telling you what Marx did say, and I don't know if his saying God
Jim,
is...
Let me say one thing because it's so loud I can't hear you. Jim.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Go ahead, Reese. Listen, we seem to have lost Reese.
Jim.
We're about to hit a break. Yeah,
no.
Go ahead, Reese. Squeeze
Jim,
it in.
Here's what's going to happen. Jim, you opened up the discussion. When I call back tomorrow, we're going to have a discussion on Karl Marx's philosophy because I have studied it.
Good. Reese, thanks for calling in, my friend. Always glad to hear from you. We'll be right back.
It's all right.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Help! I need somebody.
Help!
Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Help!
When I was younger, so much younger.
My producer has observed that several callers today had bad connections. Sorry about that, Reese. That would appear to have included you. We have James from Vancouver on the line. James, welcome back to the show.
Yes, good afternoon. The
former girlfriend of Paul McCartney, Jane Asher, is still alive. She's 77. I wondered, have you ever, or would you ever consider interviewing her to find out more about the Paul McCartney incident in 1966?
Well, sure, but I think the family signed on to, you know, to save the band, mm-hmm. and in Paul's honor to go along with his replacement. I mean,
right.
when you got a guy who's 4 inches taller, who has completely right. different teeth and palate, I mean, there isn't a question here whether or not this is the same guy. It's not the same guy. And, no, a lot follows yeah. from that. James, I've done a lot of shows about Paul McCartney. You can find him on right. my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. You know, I think you might like some of them, especially those with Richard Balducci, who seemed to have figured out how Paul was done in, ultimately vicious,
yes.
to right. punish John, because John right. said the Beatles were as popular as Jesus, and the Pope didn't have a sense of humor. And right. sought to punish him for it. It's all very, very disturbing. But go ahead. Sure, of course, I'd be delighted. I'd be delighted to interview Jane, but I doubt very
one
much
more,
she would accept.
One more question, then. What about the other musicians that are left over from that era? Possibly you could get in touch with them. They might be able to shed some light on this. Back to you.
James, they all know. They all know.
They do.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
When Linda McCartney introduced herself to his replacement, she walked up to him and said, "Hi, I know you're not Paul. When did you join the band?" And, you know, we have documented the history here. Nick Kohlerstrom has a very nice book about it on the life and death of Paul McCartney, I recommend. And, of course, in my book, and I suppose we didn't go to the moon either, there are half a dozen essays about Paul's death and replacement. And as yeah. I say, probably the best place to go is onto my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, and just do a search on Paul McCartney, because I've done so many stories on it. But I got to tell you, James, of everything I ever deal with, all these complex and controversial issues, the one that evokes the strongest emotional response is the death and replacement of Paul on the one hand and
yeah.
Sandy Hook on the other. People
yeah.
just can't believe they could have been played in either of those right. cases, and yet they were played in both.
Just could I check one fact? I looked up today, and apparently the original Paul McCartney was not happy about the LSD that John and George and Ringo were doing. Did you know anything about that? He doesn't want to take
the
LSD. Can
you be more specific? He wasn't happy about it.
Well, there was an argument. There were arguments over the fact that the three Beatles were taking LSD, and the original Paul did not want to take LSD. I wondered if you had heard about that.
No, but we do have the story that on the day of his death, they had an argument in the studio that
right.
he went out, he left the studio and was driving in the rain, and that was a girl staying by the road, and he gave her a ride, a lift, and she was so excited to be in the vehicle with Paul that she wrapped her arms around him, and he ran a light or a sign and was hit, trapped in the car. Now, she escaped, but he not. It's an elaborate story. I thank you for calling, James. Thanks for everyone for being here on RBN.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
cows, too.
Ezoff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.